are oppressed. We are exploited. We are downtrodden. We are denied not only civil rights, but even human rights.
One day right down in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today.
And always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
Hi, this is Todd J. Hollis from Todd J. Hollis Law. Welcome to another episode of Civil Action. Yo, I have a treat for you here today. I've got a really important person from Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, who's come all the way onto my show so he can talk about his campaign for mayorship. I have Mr. Marvin Worthy. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. Good to be here. Thanks for the invite.
You know what? You know, it's always a pleasure, you know, to get to talk to somebody who's so accomplished as you. You know, of course, I'm very good friends with your brother, and I've heard so many great things about you. And now I get the opportunity to kind of talk to you one-on-one and get to know you a little bit more. My treat and my pleasure. Before we get into the show, why don't you do me a quick favor and just tell the viewers a little bit about yourself and who you are?
Sure. Country boy born in South Carolina, moved to North Philadelphia in 1970, transition after transition, right?
Okay.
Grew up in a five family home, well, six family home, one sister and four brothers, single mom, inner city Philadelphia, and then found my way in this community through college. I attended Shippensburg University and then went on to be a college administrator and found myself back at Shippensburg as the associate dean. So that's how I ended up in this community doing the work that I do consistently over the last three decades.
Well, you know, I was real excited and pleased to hear about your intent to, you know, to become the mayor of Chambersburg. I have not been to Chambersburg for any extended period of time. So I don't know a whole lot about it, but tell me a little bit about your experience. I know that you spent 30 years in Chambersburg and you've participated in all kinds of things as what the Boys and Girls Association and is it the Boy Scouts?
Boys and Girls Club. Yeah.
Okay.
When I arrived in this community, I got introduced to one of the major advocates of this community, Mr. Waters. Who I was introduced through my president of the university at the time when I was associate dean, and asked me to come into the community and help pour into the hearts and souls of young people. So I did.
Okay.
And when I got here, I found ways to try to fill in the holes and become a solution to some of the challenges as it related to young people, particularly young people of color in our community, and became very actively engaged, really in trying to pay it forward, because I'm a product of programs that gave young people the opportunity to grow themselves. And so that's how I got involved in this rural community that's becoming it's growing. It's one of the fastest growing cities in Pennsylvania right now, Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
Sure.
And so because of that growth, there's a growth in diversity in our community as well.
Is Chambersburg a red or a blue county?
Without question, red. And has been red for a very long time. Prior to me arriving, it's been red, predominantly.
Okay. It would seem as if that would be somewhat of an uphill battle, you know, just from the outside looking in. What makes you believe that you are able to turn a red state blue?
Well, you know, we're looking to turn it purple. Because when you add blue and red together, it makes the color purple. And I'm running on building community and unity, right? The unity and community, if you will. And so I don't do anything without first praying about it, Todd, I'll be honest with you, and getting permission from my wife and my 12-year-old daughter who lives with me. They gave me permission and prayed about it and decided it was time. Why do I believe that I can be mayor of this community? I've been an active participant in this community, as I mentioned earlier, for three decades. I have a tremendous passion for pouring into the lives of young people so I can move them from promise to purpose. In doing so, I've created a lot of relationships with like-minded organizations in this community, have served on a variety of committees, created and hosted a number of programs that allowed me the opportunity to build relationships across the community, which means that there are people who support me, no matter if they're red or blue, because of the work that I've done. And as a business owner in this community, I've always tried to live my life with great integrity. And so my relationships with people in this community are authentic relationships, and they consist of a representation of all people, regardless of party.
Sure, sure. It seems like just such troubling times right now with partisanship. I mean, there's always been partisanship, but I don't know if I can ever remember a time when it was so hotly debated as it is now. Issues with COVID, you know, issues with the so-called steal, gun ownership and a myriad of other matters that, you know, it just, some things seem like common sense to me, but obviously they're not. And it's dividing our country in ways that, you know, I've never seen before. So it appears to me to be somewhat of a unique time to enter into, you know, a career, for politics. So I guess the question I have for you is, why now?
Well, people have asked that question. Why are you getting into politics? Here's my response. I'm not getting into politics. I'm running for mayor not to be a politician, but to be a public servant. And what I mean by that is I recognize that there's a divide in our country, which means that there's a divide in our community. I spent the last 34 years helping organizations, corporations, nonprofit, government agencies, school districts, and colleges and universities across the country build inclusive communities. That's what I do. And we stand in a time of great urgency that we have to remove the divide and find ways to connect ourselves to the things that matter to all of us and not just some of us. And so for me, I'm running, now don't get me wrong, yes, it requires a grassroots effort, no doubt about it. And I cannot win this election in isolation. It's going to require a collective of individuals who are making decisions based on the platform and the vision, not based on a party. And I feel confident that what I'm offering in terms of skill set and background and a demonstration of having created community and unity in this community among other organizations and persons and people in our community, it's my time. It's my time to be able to do what I've been doing for three decades and do it on a broader scale. And there needs to be someone that can come on board, ready to do the work, has the skill set, has the experience, and has the commitment and passion to do just that. And so I'm running because I think I'm the best candidate.
Well, You certainly, you know, seem to have approached the table well prepared. I am completely in awe of the efforts that you have made thus far. I'm definitely a fan. And I wish you nothing but the best going forward. You said that, you know, this is going to involve, the entire community getting behind you. You know, one thing that I love about social media is that it gives people who would not otherwise have the opportunity to engage, it gives them this platform, you know, where they can kind of reach out to you, let you know what they're thinking. And ultimately, you know, if those individuals want to become more informed about who Marvin Worthy is, they have a platform in order to do so. The question that I have for you is, how do those individuals find you should they want to know more about the campaign for Marvin Worthy?
Well, absolutely on social media. All you have to do is type in Marvin Worthy for mayor, and it'll pop up everywhere you go, Facebook, Instagram, all of those platforms. Just simply type in Marvin Worthy for mayor. Those that want to connect with me, go to our website, Marvin Worthy for mayor. .com.org, I'm sorry, is the opportunity to do that as well. And so any of those platforms, you will be able to find what we're doing, what our platform is in terms of more detail, a deeper dive about what we're trying to accomplish. I just want to highlight a couple of those, if I may, Mr. Hollis.
Please do.
And that is this. I'm running primarily because I want to pour into the hearts of young people. Oftentimes the concern is that we can't find good leadership in our community. Well, I believe we ought to grow it ourselves. And so I want to be able to pour into the hearts and souls of young people and prepare them to be leaders for the next generation of leaders. Secondly, one of my primary responsibilities is law enforcement will report directly to me. And that's an opportunity for me to come alongside the chief of police in our community and provide insight, provide training, and help eliminate the blind spots that may exist and to continue some of the great work that he's already established. I believe that it's important that we develop mutual respect between police, between law enforcement and the youth and residents of our community. And how do we do that? We build relationships and we do it intentionally. It's not enough just to protect and serve, but how do we serve in the hope that we don't have to be called out to do the things that are uncomfortable? So let's build relationship first. And then lastly, unity in our community. I want to connect the dots with organizations in our community who are doing fantastic work. Some who don't have the resources to continue to do the work on a larger scale, but if we can connect with organizations who are like-minded, who are trying to accomplish the same kinds of results in our community, we're more likely to make more of an impact. So I'm a connect the dot kind of guy. I'm going to build relationships, and I will not be a mayor that sits in an office. I will be a mayor who wears sneakers every day because I'm going to be walking the community and getting to know people and to hold them accountable for being active participants in our community's rescue.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, folks, there you have it. You know, it's a huge opportunity right now. It's such a very important race to engage with the future political leaders of the areas that you live in and that directly affect you every day. This is your opportunity to engage with Mr. Worthy, to hold him accountable for the very things that he's saying on this show, in hopes that the residents of Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, will have a better leader going forward. Mr. Worthy, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with us here at Civil Action. Certainly, I'm encouraging, you know, my viewers to support your campaign. And certainly if there's anything that, you know, you're doing that's hot, you know, in Chambersburg that you think, you know, needs to be shared with us folks down here in Pittsburgh and anywhere else around the country, you know, feel free to give me a call back. You're always welcome on my show.
Well, I appreciate it so much. Thanks for the invite. And I will make sure that you are aware of the things that's happening in our city here in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
Well, thank you so very much. Well, that's our show. We want to thank Mr. Worthy for appearing on our show. And as always, if you like this show and you want to see others, please do me a huge favor. Hit like and subscribe to my YouTube channel, because fighting for you is what I do.
We have to go to the root. We have to go to the cause. Dealing with the condition itself is not enough. And it is because of our efforts.